thankful for the prayer that Brother Randall offered on our behalf, and I think that's a song that we ought to sing often. We do need the prayers of those we love. We need each other's prayers as we struggle in this life and face the challenges and the difficulties that we're going to have, and we're all going to have them at some given point in our life. I just want to talk just a few minutes concerning the subject that I tried to preach on last week, and preached on the parable of the sower. And having farmed all my life, this is an extremely, you know, I tried to look at it from that vantage point. I really did. This is a farmer, and there's a lesson for us in a spiritual sense, but I believe that it's all inclusive. Now, don't take that wrong. For the child, this is written to God's children. And when I say it's all inclusive, I mean it not only applies in spiritual matters, but in your natural or physical matters in this life, your job, your family, whatever it is that you're confronted with, the teaching in this parable applies. If you just try to get a spiritual teaching out of it, I think that's great. But I think it also applies to your work, to your relationships in your family. It applies to many of those things that are of great balance to us in life. You know, Jesus told the disciples, and there's three accounts of this parable in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. He said in Mark, "Know ye not this parable?" He asked that question, and he asked them another question. If you don't know this parable, being the first of all parables, how will you know all others? I find that to be something else to me. When you think about it, if you don't grasp the parable of the sower, Jesus says it's unlikely you're going to understand much of what goes on in any parable. If you don't know this, and how are you going to know the others? And I believe this is the first parable that he gave, and there's something to be understood in this parable. Now, in this parable, it talks about four types of ground. I believe these four grounds are representative of God's children. Some commentators say in different seasons. I don't like the word season. I like the word experience, because in a season, it almost sounds like you're going from this season to that season, and you're just getting better and better. But friends, I believe you can be plowing in good ground, and you can end up back in stony ground. I believe you can end up in the wayward side. I believe these are experiences that God's children go through in their life. And I find this to be so instructive in the first. I believe the first two grounds, the wayside and the stony ground, are about preparation, about preparing. I said last Sunday that, you know, in the winter when I farmed and we got ready to plant a crop in the spring, I said, we tilled the ground. We tilled it deep. If you didn't, compaction from harvest equipment and other things would make a hard pan. Sometimes it can be so hard that you can't hardly get to plow in the ground. But these two grounds, I believe, are speaking of preparation. We just sang that song, "I Need the Prayers of Those I Love." Did you come to church prepared to worship God? Do you go home in your relationship prepared to do all you can for your husband or your wife in that relationship? Preparedness is everything. Are you preparing ahead of time for what lies ahead? You know, I don't believe this is speaking of the work of God, the essential work, the immediate regeneration of the heart, because it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He hath saved us. Excuse me. But this is works. This is talking about works. It begins with preparing yourself. Did you prepare by praying for the man that might stand before you wherever you went to church? Did you pray, "God, remove the things of this life from my mind"? The statutory things that Brother Hardy used to say when he prayed every time I went to prayer, to remove those things and cleanse my mind from the world that I might enter into God's house to worship Him in spirit and in truth. A farmer prepares his land before he plants it. That second ground talks about a stone, or I call it a hard pan. It said there's not much earth. You know, you can go in with a tandem disc, any of you that's farmed, and I know Brother Elton knows what I'm talking about, and you can scratch off enough loose ground to plant in. But if there's a hard pan under there, that plant is going to have a very continuous amount of water, or it'll begin to wilt and wither when the sun scorches you, just like it teaches us. If you know, I believe you get out of life, and that I believe out of church, I believe out of your relationships, out of your work, you get out of it what you put into it. If you're not willing to put anything into church, into your job, into your marriage, into the relationship with your children, You shouldn't expect to get a whole lot out of it. A farmer doesn't plant his crop and go off to wherever for 6 months and come back and expect to reap a bumper harvest. Now, when we do all the things right, that doesn't mean we're gonna reap that bumper harvest. It still takes God's blessings upon the land. But I believe God will sustain you, and sometimes He'll give you 30 or 60 or 100. But preparing is something that we must think about. Are we preparing ourselves for worship? Are we preparing ourselves for our jobs, our relationships? The next ground, the one with the thorns, is one I believe that God tells us that preparation is not the only thing that you better do in life. You better continue to cultivate. In other words, you continue to plow, because those thorns, as we know as farmers, those weeds and thistles never stop coming back. You don't just do that for a little bit. Are you prepared? I believe preparing for worship for yourself and for the congregation, for the minister, begins with prayer. Praying for one another, praying for yourself. How prepared are we when we go to the house of the Lord? How prepared are we each time we gather with our family to get the most out of those relationships? Or are we preparing ourselves to have a job in service unto the Lord? I mean, you know, do it as unto the Lord. I believe those two grounds deal with preparedness. Sometimes pride hardens us. You know, that hard ground can talk about a hard heart. We become hardened sometimes because of life and the difficulties that life brings. You can't get a plow into hard ground, and sometimes you can't get the gospel to ever be received into someone whose heart has hardened in this life. Prepare yourselves. Pray that God would open your hearts and tender your hearts, that you might receive the gospel message of Jesus Christ, that it might make a difference in your life. But we need to continue to plow. We need to continue to get the weeds and the difficulties that we face in life out of the way, because they're trouble to us. They'll choke out the word. They'll choke the gospel of Jesus Christ, the church, and the Lord plumb out of your life. And I tell you, I know people that it's happened to. They're hardened, and they haven't continued to plow. You know, good ground is not something that you just get by doing nothing. These people had the ground prepared. They were plowing and tilling that land, and it was ready to plant in. And then God still, it was God's blessing upon that land that made it bring forth any fruit. You know, we can't control that. But there are things we can control. Are we preparing ourselves for worship? And it begins, I believe, with prayer and meditation. When we get up on Sunday morning, is our life filled with the day's events, before the day before events? Or do we come to God's house seeking a blessing from the Lord that we hadn't had all week? That's how we prepare ourselves for worship. And that's how we honor God when we're in the house of God. But if we don't continue to do that week in and week out, the weeds of life will come in and begin to choke that out of us. And I've seen it. You know, you've seen folks that come into the church and become real zealous. They join the church. And then the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, the temptations, as the account in Luke teaches about, begin to choke out the word. They begin to fade spiritually. Oftentimes, they want to blame everybody in the world for their problems. They want to blame their spouse. They want to blame the church. They want to blame the preacher. But the lack of preparedness gets them to this condition, the lack of weeding. Because a farmer cannot go out, even though it takes God's blessings of rain and God's blessings of sunshine that we have every day, if he doesn't prepare the land, if he doesn't continue to till the land, he can't expect to bring forth 30 or 60 or 100. You and I, in a spiritual sense, cannot just come to church for an hour on Sunday and expect to receive a spiritual blessing if we're not willing to put anything into it. We need to plow. We need to cultivate. And I farmed all my life, and I know what that means. I know it means hard work and labor. You know, it's not going to keep us from going to heaven, because that's the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. But if you want to have a fruitful life, and I believe a fruitful life brings forth a happy life, a joyful life, who wouldn't want that? Who wants to live life in a state of misery, unhappy, unpleasant? You know, like I said, you get out of life what you put into it. And there are folks that are not getting a whole lot out of life. Like Brother Larry said when he preached here, Brother Randall's ordination, you know, there's a lot of people that have lived their entire life 6 miles from happy. 6 miles, or they just can't seem to get there. Nothing's ever right. Maybe they didn't prepare themselves for worship or for life itself. We need to prepare ourselves, and we need to continue to plow. Get that ground in the right condition that God can bless us in due season. You know, Timothy was told by Paul, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. He said, Timothy, there's going to be times that you're going to see the reward of your preaching, the fruitfulness of your preaching, but there's going to be times that you're going to preach the same message, preach the same truth, and you're not going to recognize much fruit being brought forth from that. We have those seasons in life, but we continue to move forward, and we pray that God's blessings would be upon us. I hope that we prepared ourselves for the preaching today. I pray that you would continue to pray for Brother Gale as he comes forth and preaches for us, that we would receive a great blessing today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come ahead, Brother Gale.